USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A new surge in coronavirus infections in Western Europe has experts and health authorities on alert for another wave of the pandemic in the United States after a sharp decline in cases. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary to stop an additional surge.
In the past 2 years, widespread outbreaks like the one being seen in Europe has always been followed by a similar surge in the United States a few weeks later. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a phone call with Germany's leader Olaf Scholz, accused Ukraine of seeking to drag out negotiations with Russia to the end of the war by putting forward what they called new, unrealistic proposals. Putin told Scholz Russia was ready to continue the search for a solution within the bounds of its own principles. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, told reporters that she advised the Biden administration to ask Congress for more than double what it originally asked for in COVID emergency 19 relief, close to $45 billion. President Joe Biden initially asked Congress for $22 billion in new funding. That number decreased to $15.6 billion due to Republican opposition. Pelosi said, "I think they should double what they asked for because even when they were asking for 20-some billion, it was only going to get us to June." President Vladimir Zelensky and his fellow Ukrainians have now been nominated to receive this year's Nobel Peace Prize. A total of 36 current and former European politicians sent a letter to the Norwegian Nobel Committee and asked that the deadline for the prize be extended so Zelensky can be considered. The group said extending and thereby reopening the nomination procedure for the Nobel Peace Prize until March 31st. Please allow Nobel Peace Prize nominations for President Zelensky and the people of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The FDA is getting information from another company looking to add a COVID booster shot.
Drug maker Moderna has asked the Food and Drug Administration to authorize a fourth shot of its COVID-19 vaccine as a booster dose for all adults. The request Thursday is broader than rival pharmaceutical company Pfizer's request earlier this week for the regulator to approve a booster shot for all seniors. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Ticks carrying a mysterious and rare virus that can sicken or even kill older adults or people with underlying conditions have been found now in at least six states. Test samples revealed Lone Star ticks in Georgia had picked up the Heartland virus, according to Emory University researchers. Not much is yet known about the Heartland virus, which, when transmitted to a person by a tick bite, can cause fever, fatigue, decreased appetite, headache, nausea, diarrhea, and muscle or joint pain. It's unclear if other ticks can spread the same virus. Low humidity and gusty winds are fueling multiple wildfires in West Texas, burning homes and other structures and prompting evacuations of small communities. Several fires merged to form what is called a complex fire that is burning near Eastland, about 120 miles west of Dallas. As of this morning, fires burned about 62.5 square miles, according to Texas A&M's Forest Service. It's only 2% contained, and fires are burning in thick brush and grassy fields. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.